Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your TV and on your radio with Alex Newman, Sheriff Richard Mack, Uncle Ted Nugent, and a whole lot more, talking about crimes of the educators, talking about the book, The Great Prison Break, talking about in the first hour of the broadcast, documents show Bill Gates has given over $319 million to the media, a bunch more that's obfuscated, hidden from view. Bill Gates, a serious player in the media, but taking a low profile as he does so. Talking about literally criminals all across the country, up to 40 looters targeting Bay Area stores, literally for 3 days in a row, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely out of control. Talking about the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. He says, hey, you know what? The biggest threat to America is apathy. He's right about that. I said that it was the Federal Reserve. I'm right about that. Alex Newman said it was the educational system indoctrinating the next generation of children. He's right about that. No doubt it's a target-rich environment, to say the least. And so go to hunternation.org, and you can learn more about Ted's efforts there. Go to thenewamerican.com, and you can learn more about Alex Newman's efforts there. Go to cspoa.org, and you can learn more about Sheriff Richard Mack's efforts there. Go to libertyroundtable.com or lovingliberty.net and learn about our efforts at those locations as well. We'd like to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving, and we want to add to this the last story of the hour. Biden orders 50 million barrels of oil to be released from the Strategic Oil Reserve to cool surging prices. TheEpicTimes.com with that piece. So hopefully there'll be a little bit of a relief at the pump, ladies and gentlemen. A happy Thanksgiving to all of you from us as we celebrate Thanksgiving week. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Our goal to promote God, family, and country and to protect life, liberty, and property. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.